Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
I'm live in Studio A with Sarah Lovell. She's currently touring and doing some radio performances in support of her new release, Coming To. Hi, Sarah. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Good. I'll ask you a few questions about your new project in just a moment. But first, let's hear a song. What's this first one you'd like to play for us today?
I Call Tomorrow. Let tomorrow come to me. I can't wait for you to be free. Can you feel it? Can you see it? Here it comes now. I call tomorrow. Tomorrow. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen to the children now, that way they will listen to you. Give them water for their garden, hand them the tools to call tomorrow. Tomorrow, I call tomorrow. Yeah, yeah,
song. That's Sarah Lovell. That's I Call Tomorrow. It's the first track from your new CD, Coming To.
Yeah.
And it's the follow-up to her CD, Calling. You've been referred to as a fiercely independent musician, as well as a one-woman band. But on your new release, you get some help from Martin Encioni. What was his role
Marvin.
In that release?
Yeah, Marvin.
Marvin. Sorry about
no
that,
No problem.
Marvin.
Oh, Marvin was great. He was kind of like a guide. He was really wonderful in encouraging me to just push the limits as I was experimenting and exploring a lot of new ideas while the songs were being birthed. Yeah.
And he produced but also co-wrote some of the material,
mm-hmm.
too.
Yeah, he was great at being able to take some kind of raw form and shape it.
So how did you hook up with him, and what made you decide you wanted to work with him?
Well, we had a mutual friend, and so his name came up a couple of times, and we met for coffee and just kind of went on the same wavelength. So It had to do with a lot of it with me playing a lot of the ideas that I had and getting his feedback and knowing that he was helping me to really enhance what I was starting. So, yeah.
Oh, great. Well, you were born in White Plains, New York.
Yeah.
Currently live in Los Angeles. You've got some ties to Ohio, though. What are those?
Moved to Toledo, Ohio when I was about 9 or 10 and lived here till college, so...
Were you performing at that point?
Yeah, I started playing at the Hathaway House in Blissfield, Michigan when I was about 16. So it was a nice family restaurant where they had entertainment, and that was a great way to play all my favorite songs and throw a couple of originals in there and get paid for it.
Well, it's nice to see you back in Ohio. That's Sarah Lovell, live in Studio A. She'll be performing tonight at Victorian's Midnight Cafe. That's located at 251 West 5th Avenue, and I believe doors for that show are at 8 p.m.
I think I start around 8.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear another song right now. What's this next one you'd like to play?
I'll play Do You Love.
All of my life I've waited for you to come. All of my life I've waited, every moment hesitated. All of my life I've waited for you till now. Do you feeling separated? All of my life I've waited for your holy heart. Do you love? Do you love? Do you love?
Sarah Lovell, live in Studio A. You're playing electric keyboards today, but you do have an electronic gizmo there sitting on top of your keyboard. Why don't you tell us what that is?
It's an electronic gizmo. It's a very special...
it's an electronic gizmo.
Yeah, it's a little looping box that I've been able to bring samples from the record, things that I'd created in my studio, and kind of bring them with me so that I can get a little bit more of the texture and the rhythm while I'm playing solo. So it's kind of a little tiny miniature band in this little box.
Band in a box.
Yeah.
Excellent. How did you get interested in loops and sequencing and all that stuff?
I've been working kind of with my own studio and recording for a long time. And so just being able to create my own rhythms and I don't know. I've been completely into it for a while. So just being able to, even with live drums, with acoustic drums, being able to take an electronic loop
and then play rhythms on top of that with real drums and be able to loop that as well so that you have that kind of a combination of acoustic and electronic, which is a nice, I think it's a nice sound. So, and it's easier for me to play about four bars than it is maybe for me to play 5 minutes.
Well, it's definitely working for you.
Oh, thanks.
I went to your website. That's saralovell.com.
Yeah, saralovell.com. Yeah.
When I was there, I noticed you're involved with many causes, including the Rainforest Action Network and Working for Change. There's a lot of other links there on your webpage. Why don't you talk about one of those and tell us why it's important to you?
Well, I kind of think of it more as how to be an active citizen. You know, I think it was Michael Moore who said he didn't call himself an activist. He called himself an active citizen or an engaged citizen. And I think of it that way. I think we have such amazing creative ability that the more that we can engage that creativity into our daily living, then we can pretty much create the world, you know, any world that we want. And I look around and I think everything that we see that's human-made, somebody thought of it and created it. So I think we forget how powerful we are as humans. So I think that a lot of people that are out there working on either alternative solutions to things that are happening, different systems that are not serving us anymore. So I feel really glad to be a part of some of those groups that are out there coming up with new ways of doing things that are healthier. So, yeah.
All right. Sarah Lovell live in Studio A. Her new CD is coming too. Let's give away a CD right now and some tickets for the show. I'll take caller 4 at 821-9223. And that show is at Victorian's Midnight Cafe. That's at 251 West 5th Avenue. Thanks for coming in today. Let's hear one last song before you take off. What's this one called?
Liberation Song.
La 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 la. Liberation Song. I walked out today into the clear light of dawn. Out from under chains that had held me for so long. I walked out today, I sing a liberation song. La 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 la. Liberation song. Captive in a place filled with shadows, filled with fears, weakened by the weight of centuries of tears. I fought and I escaped, I sing a liberation song. La 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 la. Liberation song. You come and sing a liberation song. Everybody come and sing a liberation song. La 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 la. Liberation song. La 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 la. Song, liberation, liberation.